This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. Thalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fih. Hudan Lil Muttaqin. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fa huwa al-muhtadi wa man yudlil falan tajida lahu waliyyan murshida. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد إخوتي في الله فاعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, as it has been announced, we will be talking about some of the wasaya of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of the advice of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these things, or these wasaya, are things that a mu'min can use his daily life. And wasiya, it could mean a command, or a commandment. Allah is commanding us to do a certain thing. It also means you leaving something behind for the people to follow, such as when you leave your will behind, you left your wasiyah behind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is commanding us in these ahadith. It is also applicable that what we are going to talk about are the things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left behind for his ummah. It's starting from the first hadith. An Abi Darda radiyallahu anhu. As all of you know, ya ikhwati fillah, Abu Darda was one of the scholars of the Ummah. He was a mufti. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar would use him to teach people. He was not a man of leadership, but he was a man of fatwa, a man that fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person cannot reach the level of iftah, unless first he sits under his scholars and learns from them. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu sat under Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he learned so much ilm from him. One of the ilm that he conveyed or relate to the ummah is this hadith. يقول أوصاني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and listen that Abu Darda رضي الله عنه he's not saying أوصانا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم but he's saying أوصاني the hadith is for the ummah. The commandment is for the ummah. The nasiha is for the ummah. However, he's using himself and he's saying, awsani. Because if you love someone, if you really love someone, and you respect that person, and you adore that person, you would like to think that he is talking to you. So he loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. That in this hadith, that it could be that he was talking directly to him. But in this hadith, he's saying, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, advised me as Abu Darda, قال بتسعين, with 9 different advice in one hadith. And I know, between Salat al-Maghrib and Salat al-Isha, it is not logical or doable or have the capacity and ability to finish all the 9 wasaya. However, we will cover as many as we can be idnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال أوصاني بتسع لا تشرك بالله شيئا وإن قطعت أو حررت. The first of all, the first of the 9, and I will list them, and then we will take them one at a time. يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم to Abu Darda, do not associate anyone, do not have any partners with Allah, do not worship anyone beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ حُرِّقْ قُطِعْتْ أَوْ حُرِّقْتْ. Though the result of that iman, the result of that faith, the result of that consciousness and awareness is that the people will cut you into pieces. If someone kills you, he did not cut you into small pieces. If someone burns you alive, he did not cut you into small pieces. But here he's saying, وَإِنْ قُطِعْتْ. Why? Because if someone shoots you, chops off your head, that is a peaceful way to die. But if the person cutting you into small pieces, one joint at a time, a finger at a time, removing a nail out of time, cutting an arm out of time, that is time consuming. It takes forever for you to die. It's a slow death. So in that, you may reassess the situation and you may say, let me give them what they're asking for. Let me entertain what they're requesting. So Rasulullah is saying to him, وَإِنْ قُطِعْتْ. And that is a faith in khawati fillah. This is the reality of the faith. Al-Khabbab bin Ard radiyallahu anhu, what did he say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He comes back to Rasulullah after he's been tortured. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, أَلَا تَدْعُوَ لَنَا أَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَلَا تَسْتَنْسِرُ لَنَا Ya Rasulullah, are you not making dua for us? Are you not asking Allah to aid us? The kuffar are killing us. They torturing Bilal. They kill Ammar. They tortured the rest of the Sahaba. Ya Rasulullah, are you not calling Allah to aid and help us? Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, desired, wished, wanted to teach this young man the reality of faith, the reality of Iman, that it is not a lip service. It is not something that a person says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and he walks away. La salah, la siyam, la zakah, la sadaqa, la qiyam al-layl. No. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. It is not something easy for you to say La ilaha illallah and walk away. But it is not the way of the believers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very fair in color, light skinned person, very shafaf, very see-through, with a beautiful face. And his cheeks used to turn red when he's upset or when he's not pleased with something. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his whole face turned red. And he sat up right under the shade of the Kaaba. And he said, the people before you who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching number one, that you are not the first person or not the first nation, not the first ummah would experience this. But he's saying the people before you, a man will be bought, and they will bring a metal saw, and they will split his head into two halves, and this will not turn him away from his faith. Meaning, you have a salaf to follow. You have a role models to follow. You have people to follow. And it's a reminder also that if you take this path, you will succeed. You will succeed. قَالَ وَإِن قُطِعْتْ أَوْ حُرِّقْتْ. قَالَ, and the result could be that you will be burned alive. And then he continued with the next advice. قال ولا تتركن الصلاة المكتوبة. He said متعمدا, and never ever abandon the 5 daily prayers. No matter what situation is, you cannot walk away from the 5 daily prayers. قال وَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا مُتَعَمِّدًا بَرِئَتْ مِنْهُ ذِمَّةُ اللَّهِ. If you willingly walk away, leave your salah, then you have no ahd, you have no covenant, you have no contract with Allah. Meaning me, you are all alone. It is your fault if something happens to you. And then he said, ولا تشربن الخمر فإنها مفتاح كل شر. And do not consume, don't drink alcohol, and anything that intoxicates you, it is underneath this. Don't do this. Why? He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, that is the key of all evil. That is the key of all evil. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وأطع والديك. And obey your parents. أطع means listen to them. Obey your parents. I wish the younger generation in the West understand the value of the parents. يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وَإِنْ أَمَرَاكَ أَنْ تَخْرُجَ مِنْ مَالِكَ مِنْ دُنْيَاكَ فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا أَوْ فَخْرُجْ لَهُمْ. He said, if they ask you to walk away with everything you have, you earn, you work for, then obey them. Then obey them. قَالْ وَلَا تُنَازِعَنَّ وُلَاتِ الْأَمْرِ وَإِنْ رَأَيْتَ أَنَّكَ أَنْتَ. He said, and do not challenge the people of authority in that position, though you may see or you may think that you are the most suitable person for that position. You may think, oh my God, the man is not doing his job. He's not being responsible enough. Don't challenge them, because we can only create friction and fitan among the ummah. قال ولا تفر من يوم من الزحف وإن هلكت وفر أصحاب. He said, on the jihad, on the battlefield, do not walk away, do not run, do not flee, though your companions may do that. Your friends may abandon you, may walk away from that. You are not doing this. قال وانفق من طولك على أهلك. He said, and spend out of your earnings, spend it on your family. Spend it on them. Don't allow anyone to take the sponsorship, the guardianship of your children, but you be a dutiful person to that person, to that responsibility. قال وَأَخِفْهُمْ فِي اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَأَخِفْ أَهْلَكَ and your family. Fear them or encourage them to fear Allah. Encourage your wives, your children, not to fear you, to respect you, yes, but ask them to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first wasiyah, ikhwati fillah, that was the nine in a nutshell, concise, compressed wasaya of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, you have the detail. Yaqul, the first wasiyah, لا تشرك بالله وإن قطعت أو حرقت. Do not associate anyone with Allah. As I mentioned, if you were cut into pieces or burned alive. Why, ya ikhwati? Because if you die in that situation as a mu'min, then your abode is Jannah. Your dwell, you will be among the people who will dwell in paradise. You will enjoy the price that you paid for dying for Allah. And you are shaheed, means with the first drop of blood that comes to your body, Allah forgives all the sins. Nothing between you and Allah will remain. The only thing that will remain still standing is something that you owe to your Muslim brother. Ad-Dayn. A shaheed. He will enter paradise. He will live in paradise. But the shaheed that died with Dayn, he will be at the gate outside of Jannah until that is paid off. So, a person dying in any other way is permissible, but don't die as a mushrik. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الشرك. He says, shirk, polytheist, associating someone with Allah or being mushrik, politics being mushrik, that is a dhulm. That is the greatest dhulm. What do we mean by dhulm? Dhulm, usually you translate that you transgressed against someone, that you did something wrong to someone. But the greatest dhulm is the one that you do to yourself. The first person who has a right on you, over you, is yourself. So when you become a mushrik, or when you associate someone with Allah, that is the worst disservice that you can do for yourself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ, indeed, a shirk is the greatest of all transgressions. The greatest of all dhulm. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Whoever associates anyone with Allah, anyone with Allah, and we do not say someone is special. No, we say anyone, including the messengers of Allah, including the Salihin, including the awliya of Allah, anyone. يقول ومن يشرك anyone who associates anyone with Allah فقد ضل, he indeed went straight far away. You went to the extreme. You broke the record of a transgression. You crossed all the lines. You transgressed by becoming a mushrik. And another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. And by the way, this ayah was for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, it is applicable for all mankind. He said, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ فَتَبْعُدْ مَذْمُومًا مَخْذُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to Yahweh to Muhammad, and ya ikhwati fillah, I want you, again, I always tell the brothers, when you hear the ayat of Allah, or the hadith of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abandon this worldly life that you're living in. Abandon your reality. And in a far, far away from all the distractions, from all the business, live in a dream. Take your soul, fly back to when ayah was revealed. Go back to Rasulullah. Imagine sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you're looking, you're standing in front of this man, very handsome, not tall, not short, not fat, not too skinny, not wide, not narrow, not so dark, not so light. Perfect shape. A man that Allah created him to become a leader. A man that when you see him, demands your respect. Without him speaking, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without him saying anything, you will lower your gaze. You will lower your head because he's standing in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the Sahaba, who used to love him, who used to be with him every single day, every single salah, they will tell you themselves, we were never able to look at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hayba from Allah. Now, you are standing in front of this man sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Jibreel is talking to him. And he's saying to him, Ya Muhammad, Allah is telling you this in the Quran. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ فَتَقْعُدْ مَذْمُومًا مَخْذُولًا. If you associate, Ya Muhammad, anyone with Allah, you will be forsaken. You will end up in a place which is not too pleasant. Not too pleasant. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been addressed in a very powerful manner. Very harsh. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ warning. Now, what would the condition be for Brother Saeed, who is a sinner, who has so many shortcomings? And then he decided to call upon someone else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ يَا مُحَمَّدْ. It has been revealed to you, Ya Muhammad. وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. And into those who came before you. Nuh, Adam alayhi salam, Idris, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and the rest of the messengers, the prophets, that we don't know about them. All of them received the same message. قال لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. If you associate anyone with Allah, anyone with Allah, now, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. You know what Khalil? Khalil is a person It's not that you just respect or you love. No, he is inside of your heart. Khalil is a person that is so faithful to you. You love him so much. And Allah ittakhadh Ibrahim, he took Ibrahim as a Khalil. But he's telling him again to him and he's saying, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتْ, if you ever associate anyone with Allah, لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكْ, your amal will vanish. Your salah, your ibad, your qiyam al-layl, your jihad, your da'wah, all of that will vanish. قال وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and you will be certainly, verily, surely, that person will be among the khasirin, among the losers, who lost his dunya and hereafter. قال بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ, indeed worship Allah alone, وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Now, I want you, brothers, to be honest with yourselves. How many times today, we're not talking about the whole week, how many times did you say, Ya Allah, لك الحمد والشكر, Ya Allah, I'm grateful to you that you made me your servant, not a servant of anyone else. That you made me a Muslim. How many times? Once? Twice? Even, do you really said this? Along with Allah? Ya Allah, I'm grateful to you. I'm showing gratitude and gratefulness and thankfulness. That you made me a mu'min. I mean, this person, I passed by a person, and in front of their church, they have this huge Ain Salam or statues. And that is Isa alayhi salam to us. Now they worship that. Do you worship it? You worship? No, you don't. Others, they take the urine of a cow and they wipe it over their faces and they sing, this is a blessing. This is the blessing. This is a ni'mah. A cow, they take the waste of a cow and they rub it against their faces and their bodies and they are grateful to the cow. Now, Allah didn't ask you to do this. So Allah is saying to his abd, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَلِلَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ, indeed, perhaps, you maybe you should worship Allah and be among those who are grateful to him. So ya ikhwa, say alhamdulillah that Allah made us Muslims. Alhamdulillah that Allah made us Muslims, made us believers that worship Allah alone. In another ayah, ikhwati fillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, innahu man yushrik billah, indeed whoever associates anyone with Allah, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ, that Allah made Jannah, made paradise haram for that person. Haram for that person. And I know, maybe in your mind, you're thinking, shirk, mushrik, means that I have to have an idol. No. It means that you rely in your heart on someone else other than Allah at the time of worship, at the time of hardship, at the time of calamity.